This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio, and here is your auto. What'd they do to the mic? All right, I got to talk to the garden guys, man. Messing up the mic before I get in here. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. It is April 10th already. Time's just flying. How are we doing this morning, Kevin?
The time's flying when you're having fun, right?
Time flies when you're having fun. That's a fact. No question about it. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really good, other than this file won't open, so I don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about tips to make your car last longer, your vehicle. Always here to help with tips to make everything last longer. Good stuff, huh? Always talking about cars and cars and cars. Anyway, folks, give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You know, I spent the past 2 days working in the Escondido location of ours. Tim was gone. He took his family on a vacation. Well-deserved. All good. Me and Matt and Scott and all the techs working along and great stuff. And the one thing that I need to figure out how to get the word out here, because I ran into a lot of people that said, hey, we really miss your show. And I'm like, yeah, we're still on the air. We moved to a new radio station, which if you're listening to us, obviously, you know that. Yeah, so I don't know. What do I need to do, Kevin?
Facebook account.
Facebook account. I have a Facebook account for each location.
And we do about, that. We put that on there. I know, but for the radio show.
Oh, it's the radio show's own Facebook page?
Yes.
Oh.
Let me throw something out there.
Sure, go.
TikTok is one of the biggest things right now.
There you go.
I would follow you immediately if you're on TikTok. So.
Then we could do a dancing video or something.
What is wrong with you people? Brendan, you're in charge of the TikTok video, so it's going to be you dancing, saying how much you love Auto Talk Radio. So just figure it out, and you're going to do it.
You got it.
TikTok. I don't even watch TikTok, man. It's whatever. The people our age watch TikTok? Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, I think they do.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
No, yeah. Because daughters get their mothers into it, and the kids get their pull their parents into it, so yeah. I think they
see stuff. I don't think they actually go on there and make TikTok videos, though. I don't know. I don't want to talk about TikTok. I'm giving them too much airplay. I'm out. Anyway, so no, I was just making an example. So I was like, oh, hey, man, we're on 1170 now. You know, you should check us out. And they're like, oh, okay. So anyway, unfortunate just how the radio, how it ended at the other station ended, and they didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what was going on. So we did one. Remember the last show? We're like,
yes.
Hey, this is where we're going, you know? So anyway, it is what it is. But for all you listening, please tell your friends. That's the point I was getting ready to get to. I keep putting it out on Facebook and all that, where we're at. And, you know, in Instagram, et cetera. But please. Yes, tell your friends. Tell your friends. Turn into 1170. Tune to 1170. Or you can get the apps and listen to us anytime, anywhere. But we podcast everything. Turn into 1170 or tune on or listen. And let's get everybody over here. Let them know. I sure let a lot of people know in the past 2 days I talked to, which was really fun and cool. But, of course, we're here to talk to you about anything automotive-related this morning. If you're listening, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Give Brendan a call, and he's happy to answer the phone and get you queued in here and in the queue, and we'll talk to you about automotive-related stuff for sure. Tips to make your car last longer, huh? Did you get your file open?
Nope.
Oh, well, I'll talk about them, and then you can discuss them with me. How's that?
Okay.
So getting from point A to B on a car costs a certain amount of money. That's a fact. Cars always need repair, servicing, repair, etc. They're moving. They're hydraulic, mechanical, electrical things that are now computers that roll down the road. So, and they have to be quite well built, the computers and all, because unlike your computer that sits on your desk that you just use that has its own problems, cars are computers that are bumping down the road over potholes and everything else. So we gotta build them sturdy, and we gotta keep them in good working order. But while you can't always control ownership costs such as fuel and repairs on a vehicle, one thing you do are able to control is helping make your car last longer. So servicing, taking care of it properly, prevents more expensive repairs, which is the point that we're talking about today when it comes to your vehicle. You either spend money on a new car every few years, or you keep your current car running great, and it's much more cost-effective, effective, and economical if you, and we've done a show before, driving the value out of your car, where you continue to drive your car and get all the value out of it, versus just buying a new car continuously. So, and the one show that we did do is if you were to if you were to purchase a car every 5 years versus servicing and taking care of a car and driving it over 200,000 miles, you can save $250,000 a year if you service and drive your vehicle. So one of those important things. That, so if you service a vehicle property, drive it 200,000 miles over your lifetime, you can save $250,000 without question. So that's a lot of money. So I think repairing and servicing your car properly and making it last longer is probably your best avenue versus buying a new car every 5 years or so. What do you think?
Yes.
I think so too. So helpful tips we're kind of talking about this morning to do so. But like I said, we will discuss anything automotive with you this morning. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Breathe easier. Even the most mechanically challenged drivers know to change a car's oil and filter on a regular basis, right?
Yes.
I don't know. We met people. I met a guy one time, and he said to me, I've never changed the oil on this car, and it's got 85,000 miles. And it wasn't a week later that we saw him back with a rod thrown. He just kept adding oil to the vehicle is what he did. When it pulled the valve cover off that motor, it was so solidified that it was ridiculous. So, I mean, just like he destroyed the motor of the car. So, obviously changing oil. And these days we've lengthened out oil changes. Even though everything we do at the West Automotive Group is full synthetic, we still recommend 5,000 miles. Changing your oil service in every 5,000 miles. It really is a great way to take care of your vehicle and the engine and the lubrication system. Because as we know, when we talk about oil, Kevin, combustion process, there's bypass of the rings, that contamination gets in the oil. Anything that's moving, a running engine, bearings, etc., create small metal particles, correct?
Yes.
And over time, rings going up and down, I mean, there's all that stuff gets into the oil system. The oil carries it throughout the motor continuously. So if you leave that stuff in there, it almost gets to a point like you're liquid sandpapers just going around wearing things out quicker and quicker, right?
It's the carbon.
Correct. There you go. And will destroy an engine over time. No question about it.
Yes.
If you're not changing it. So even with the quality of oils we have, even though oil can last longer, you still end up with all these contaminants in the oil, which is a concern. So over time, the best thing to do is service the engine properly and change the oil regularly, which is very important to the lubrication system of the engine for sure. And then along with that, changing your air filter helps the engine breathe easier. See, all the air that's going into your motor is being pulled through your air filter without question. And I mean, there's sand, there's dirt, there's all that. Well, all those contaminants start to destroy the filter element, right?
Yes.
And so you get small tears in that, and then you get larger particles bypassing through it, and therefore becomes a problem. It's going at more contamination going into the motor. So that dirt and contaminant, throttle body, cross the valves, into the combustion chambers, which then gets stuck because the walls of the engine are oiled by the rings going up and down, and therefore then becomes even more wearing on the motor, etc. So a simple couple things, very simple to really, that are some of the most important. Change your oil every 5,000 miles. Make sure you keep that oil, that air filter looked at and replaced on a regular interval when it starts to get dirty, contaminated, etc. So let's grab Bruce in Carlsbad real quick. Good morning, Bruce.
Yeah, good morning. A couple of weeks ago, you touched on some issues within the history of manufacturing, and one of them happened to be the Ford Explorer and the Firestone Bruja and all the lawsuits. Well, that very interestingly affects people to this day, in that if you own an Explorer like I do, you can't rent a trailer from U-Haul.
Really?
Never have been able to. Yep, and they still hold on to that.
Is it just certain year Explorers or all Explorers?
All Explorers.
Really?
Even though I think there was a cutoff point. When they went to unibody, they may allow that, but I know mine is not a unibody. And
what year Explorer do you have?
Mine was a 2003.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And that's well after that. That's like 10 years after the Firestone.
Correct. Yes.
Issue. But U-Haul's policy on that is that it's just too expensive to lawsuit.
I'm sure they didn't want to get caught up and have any liability that allowing a trailer being towed behind these. It was probably just precautionary on their part to say, according to them,
according to them, if there is a lawsuit, then their lawyers automatically charge more for because of the Firestone Explorer issue.
Gotcha.
So they just don't want to deal with it.
Which is fair. As a company, you look at something and you say, we're not servicing this because we don't want any part of this. And I get that.
Yeah, it's just a real inconvenience to the Explorer owners.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
Yep. Another thing is you interestingly during that same period touched on the infamous AMC Pacer. You recall that?
Oh yeah, the fishbowl car. Yes, sir.
What car could have been a total success, and because of its styling, and they did take a whole lot of orders on that in its initial year. I think it was 75, and the problem was that it was the engine was too heavy, and the mileage was insufficient. Well, thank you, General Motors. That car was designed around the Wankel engine.
Yeah.
And GM, when the Pacer was ready to go into production, GM said, "We're not providing that engine for you." So there you go. They had to use one of their existing heavy 6-cylinder engines.
I did not know that about that. When American Motors started to produce the Pacer, that the motor was supposed to have come from GM originally.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, well, in American Motors, if anybody knows anything about American Motors would purchase different things from all over the place to produce their cars. That's kind of the way they did things. They really did not, unlike Ford and Chrysler and GM, they didn't engineer a lot of their own stuff. They just chose things that and would kind of build a car around it and engineer it, like the motor. So that makes a lot of sense. They engineered that car for that GM motor, and then GM pulled the plug and wouldn't let them have the motor, so they had to go with something else.
Yeah, and interestingly, that car was designed by the same designer that did the Gremlin, the Hornet, the Javelin, the AMX, and then finally, and his greatest design would have had to been the 1984 Jeep Cherokee, which was in production right up until 2001. His name was Richard Teague. Most often, he was referred to as Dick Teague, and he came from Packard. AMC hired him from Packard.
Oh, gotcha.
When he retired, he was a local resident, Escondido.
Oh, really? I did not know that. That's interesting information.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of little tidbits. I'll call in once in a while.
Hey, well, thanks for sharing, Bruce. Now, that's for some really cool stuff. But and I tell you what, AMC did have some cool cars though that they did produce. There is no question.
Indeed.
The Javelin and the AMX and some some of those like the AMX ran Chrysler 340 in it. That was a fast little car. So real cool stuff.
Yep.
Yep. Well, thanks for sharing this morning, and have a wonderful, safe weekend. And thanks for listening.
Well, thank you for your show, and I love it.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Talk to you guys later.
Take
Bye.
Take care. Have a wonderful week. Bye. So, and speaking of, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. I do think so. Once again, the weather's really nice. And, as we're heading towards, we're in spring, heading to summer, and hopefully out of COVID. Bye-bye, COVID. So, anyway. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Give us a call. Anything interesting you want to talk about automotive related, we're happy to talk about, just like Bruce, and we appreciate him calling in with it. He's got some good information for sure. We're going to take our first break as you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 1170 and K-Praise. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, and house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock.
Good morning.
As we're talking all about cars and automotive and stuff going on, so call in and join us. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. Talking about tips to make your car last longer, though. But we'll talk to you about anything automotive related for sure. Do want to remind everybody, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified up there for over 28 years, taking care of folks in North County for quite a while now. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks out there, heading up over 7 years now, 8 years, almost eight years now, I think. Along with West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, Central San Diego over there. 4 years taking care of folks over there, AAA approved and SMOG certified. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall over there, AAA approved and STARS certified for SMOG. 2 years now taking care of folks over there. All of us at the West Automotive Group, myself, my employees, we all come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs also on approved credit. Stop in. We're happy to get you this. It's a great thing is you get a card that's just for your service and repair for us, and you can use it anytime. And you every time you use it, you get to use a 6 months no interest. It keeps you from putting car repair on your other cars or just simple service, but at the same time, keeps your other cars free for anything else that you need. We know in this time, going through COVID and all that, sometimes we've been stretching the dime. It's a good way to do so and without paying any interest on it. So we're here to help you with that. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis if you think you have a transmission problem, get into one of our locations. Let our experts diagnose it. We see way too many vehicles that have had a transmission repair or recommended a transmission repair that it wasn't actually transmission related. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home. If you need to drop off your vehicle, don't have somebody that can follow you, our shuttles are always available to get you home or get you to work and get you picked up again. One of the nice things that we do to help you out. We also offer low-cost rental vehicles at all four locations. If you do need a vehicle of your own while yours is being serviced, great option there. And we've worked out some really good cost for you to get a vehicle, for sure. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com and just clicking on it, and you can follow us and go from there. We send out tips and all kinds of great stuff weekly, so good stuff. Yeah, so give us a follow. Just go to westautomotivegroup.com, click on Facebook, book, Twitter, or Instagram, and you can follow us. You can also check out my Auto Man segments. I'm the Auto Man on the CW and Fox 5 every Wednesday for the Fox 5, and then Friday morning, Friday evening for the CW. You can go to the westautomotivegroup.com and click through and check it out. It's all of the segments are then put on YouTube, on our YouTube channel there. Also, you can go to Auto Talk Radio, where we put all of our podcasted shows after they're done. You can get them from there, or you can go to several places. Podcasts are available through Apple, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn. And what's the new one, the new name? It used to be Radio...
Odyssey.
It's odyssey.com, it's called?
That's correct.
Instead of radio.com?
That's right. I don't get it either. But
why did they change the name of radio? It was radio. Why did they change the name of radio.com when that wasn't even the name of their corporation before anyway?
Right. Well, basically, they lost a lot of money because of this COVID-19, so someone bought them out, and so they rebranded, basically. So there you go.
But I still would have kept radio.com.
I know. It's so much easier to remember than Odyssey, and it's spelled weird either. Too,
I think a lot of people would go there, like, oh, yeah, no, what was it? Oh, yeah, radio.com. So if you go to radio.com, does it take you to Odyssey?
I believe so. I was going to say,
they didn't dump the URL, did they? That would have been
a domain. I don't know. I'll
see. If they dumped the domain, I need to talk to people that are rebranding over there. They're not very smart. So anyway, I'm sure they need my input.
Good news. It redirects you to Odyssey.
They're very cool. Okay. So we can still say radio.com then. We'll just stick with that. It's a great thing to remember, and it takes you to where you need to go. So there you go. But just go to westautomotivegroup.com. You can see all about us. You can make appointments, all kinds of things you can do. Good stuff. And we're here to help you out with your vehicle needs, service and repair, and everything else. And you can make appointments right from there and get in to see us. Get your vehicle serviced and get it done. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But this morning, give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. All right, let's grab Dennis real quick. Good morning, Dennis.
Hi, this is Dennis.
How are you doing this morning, Dennis?
I am great, great. Thanks. How are you, Brian? And
doing amazing. We're just enjoying another wonderful Saturday morning. What you got going on?
Well, here I have a 2004 Jeep Grand Cherokee with the 4.7 liter high output motor.
Yes, sir.
It's got 113,000 miles on it. I've owned it for about a year, and all the maintenance is done. You guys in your Alcohol store did a fuel induction service and new spark plugs. All the oil's good.
Okay.
But I get horrific gas mileage. I mean, combined city, highway, I'm getting somewhere around 12 miles per gallon. I just can't understand it. What would cause it to get such crappy gas mileage?
Is this all-wheel drive all the time, Jeep?
Yeah.
Well, first off, all-wheel drive vehicles don't get the greatest gas mileage ever. But how do you drive it? I mean, are you a heavy-footed driver and not to...
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm not at all. I try to, you know, it has that little computer thing up on the... by the head on above the mirror that tells you your gas mileage, and I try to do everything I can to eke out the best mileage I can, and it's the best I can get is maybe 12 to 13. And it's rated to get somewhere around 16 to 19, I think. So I don't understand.
Yeah, well, some of their ratings, too, are kind of off. But have you owned it since new?
No, I've owned it for a year. I bought it a year ago, last March.
Gotcha. I was just kind of wondering if traditionally it's whoever owned it before, if you'd owned it, has it been like this since new or not? Because really, to be honest with you, even though that they rate these a little higher, that is in optimum driving conditions that obviously it gets that gas mileage. They put it on a track, you know, there's no stop and go. They that's how they rate them for fuel mileage. So sounds like you're doing I mean, as long as you keep the car in great running order and serviced and
runs
and
perfect.
You,
yeah,
and you drive sensibly, there's not a whole lot else you can do. And unfortunately, just all-wheel drive cars do tend to get worse gas mileage than any other cars. They just do. There's more drag and interference. There's more load on the engine, et cetera. So the fuel mileage is never that great. Nice vehicle, but yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any. You have anything to suggest, Kevin, on gas mileage?
What year did you say it was again?
It's a 2004.
2004, yeah.
Because even the earlier ones, even like a Chevy truck, like a 6-liter Chevy truck, you're still only looking at. They did a little bit better than the Chryslers and the Jeeps, but you're still only looking like light-footed as easy as you can be on that truck. It's like 16 miles of the gallon.
If you're lucky.
You got it right on the dot. I was going to have to say that. It's 16 miles of the gallon.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's if you're. So I want to honestly say it's probably more like 12. And then Dodge trucks, like the late 90s, early, which obviously made the same, you know, the Jeep, they were just horrible at gas mileage, too. You're talking about 10 miles per gallon.
Yeah, they just don't get good gas mileage. Fun to drive, enjoyable vehicle, but yeah, just not. Yeah, I think you're probably doing the best you're going to get. No question about it. I wish I had some magic snake oil to tell you about to help you increase the gas mileage, but most of the things that people do don't increase gas mileage. All the crazy stuff they come up with.
You think something like lazy oxygen sensors could affect that?
Well, oxygen sensors can definitely, and have they ever been replaced? Because I will tell you this, and people don't arbitrarily replace them. They can be tested. We check them to make sure. So, just a thing about an oxygen sensor when you're talking about this, we test them to see their crossover rate is affected, and it needs to be from one high to low under 100 milliseconds. So, but when you start getting an oxygen sensor that gets up around 100 milliseconds crossover time, which means from lean to rich, basically is how it's tested. And we force it lean to rich and the test, the time it takes it to go from one side to the other. When it starts to get 100 milliseconds or worse, it's got a slow response time. So, and when they do get older, they do wear out. So over time, you know, but most people
without
don't
setting a code.
Yeah, because they're still within the programming allowability that they're not going to set a code, but they don't move as fast. So, but to say replacing those will help your gas mileage, sure, new ones will definitely help, but how much? It's kind of tough, depending on how bad the ones are that are in there.
Yeah. Any idea how many oxygen sensors that thing has? It probably has at least three, I would imagine.
Well, only two that really make a difference on that vehicle for fuel control. So the rear oxygen sensors, the after catalyst oxygen sensors, are really on that your vehicle. They're just to monitor the catalyst efficiency. Now, newer vehicles now are using rear oxygen sensors also for fuel control, some of it. So, and we've also gone to what's called air fuel ratio sensors, which is same idea, operate in different principle, more expensive for sure, better fuel control. But so the upstream oxygen sensors on that vehicle would be what would control fuel, though, for sure. So there'd be two on it as far as that goes. But yeah, so it's not a bad idea. On my trucks, usually around 100,000 miles, I replace them, to be honest with you. But most people, they don't want, if it's not causing an issue, not setting a code, they don't want to replace them.
Yeah, that's probably, it's not worth the expense until I need to change them, I guess.
Well, and I can tell you this, if you're thinking about replacing them, we'd be better off just to replace them versus spend the money testing them. Because,
sure,
you know, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll just live with it. I don't drive it that much anyway. It's just my weekend toy, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, like I said, I wish I could give you something that would help, but don't really have anything that's going to make it super better. All right?
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for getting up early on a Saturday and being there. I appreciate the show.
Thanks for listening, and we enjoy it. Thanks for being part of it. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our last break, but give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. As you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise, we'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me still is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock, and we are talking everything automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Give us a shout. Give us a call. We're here to talk about it all. How do you like that? I'm a poet, didn't know it.
You go.
You go. Got another career coming up. Going to be a poet. Anyway, anything automotive related, as we're talking about tips to make your vehicle last longer, is our show topic today. I've got a couple emails, some good suggestions, adding on some billboards, changing up the bus tails, putting out there that we've got Auto Talk going here on 1170. I think 1170 should buy me a bunch of ad space because Auto Talk is such a big draw that everybody wants to know where it is.
To be fair, we do the 30-second promo. I want to say at least like 4 or 5 times a day about your show.
It's
a really nice commercial still.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway, no, we appreciate y'all joining us. And I don't want to have to work on this. I didn't realize I had hoped, I guess hoping is what we all do, but I'd hoped that the word had gotten out more that we moved over here. But we're going to have to step it up, huh, Kevin?
Yep.
We're going to have to start shouting it from the rooftops, as we say. Or doing a TikTok video with Brendan dancing, one of the two. I don't know which one we're going to do, but we're going to get it figured out. But give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Interstate batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other line of battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. It is the number one rated and recommended worldwide by professional technicians, Interstate Battery. So if you need a battery, hop on to westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment at one of our locations. We'll get you an Interstate installed because they are the highest quality batteries out there for sure. If you need a battery for any other need, they have batteries for every need at their storefront. So you can check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Like I said, they are the highest quality batteries out there, no question. So. And as we're chatting about cars, etc., where did Brendan go? We lost our producer. He's running down the hallway. Hey, so let's grab John in San Diego real quick. And good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing amazing. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. I have a 2009 Chevrolet Colorado, and it's got about 70,000 miles on it. And so I'm just wondering, you know, I have all the usual maintenance done in terms of the changing oil, et cetera. But what would you suggest? Because I kind of view that as a pivotal stage of the life of a car. What would you suggest for services to keep that truck running well?
One more time, what year was it again?
It's a 2009 with 70,000 miles.
Okay. Well, as far as oil services, every 5,000 miles and a good inspection along with it, keeping the vehicle serviced that way, using full synthetic oil is a good start as far as that goes. Are you asking about other services as it goes?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, should the at that number of miles, should the transmission be drained and flushed and things like that, or the fuel system, just things like
correct.
That?
Correct. So those are great questions. So a couple things to keep a vehicle in great working order. There are some recommendations we have that are not the manufacturers, but what we do with our vehicles and what we recommend at the West Automotive Group. Transmission service, if you service that transmission every 18 to 20,000 miles, you'd keep that transmission clean and good working order. It's the only thing you can do to extend the life of it. A lot of manufacturers will say, well, I get this from people all the time. It's a sealed unit. No, it's not. No such thing. It doesn't need to be serviced to 100,000 miles. Well, yeah, that's true. But if you want to go down that route, you can. But if you wait 100,000 miles, usually you end up needing a transmission shortly after. So which the manufacturer's okay with. If the transmission fails on your vehicle, I prefer that we service them and extend the life of them. And we do know from all our history, 28 years of doing this, that if you service a transmission, you can usually more than double its life for sure before you have to do a major repair to it. Keeping all those solenoids and valves and everything clean and free from the contamination that gets suspended in the fluid just makes the transmission last a lot longer. Cooling system, that vehicle has extended life coolant in it. Manufacturers often say it will last on 80, 100,000 miles. We recommend every 3 years or 50,000 miles. It does break down and it starts to affect the metals inside the cooling system and causes seal failures on water pumps and all kinds of things. It's inexpensive to do it early and saves you money in the long run. So I do, in a heads up about why they've extended out service regulations on vehicles a lot. Manufacturers have and say, oh, you don't need to service this because they're required to produce or show what a vehicle costs to maintain a year. If you're purchasing it, the numbers look so much better if you say, oh, you don't have to service the coolant or the transmission to 100,000 miles. The cost of operating and owning the vehicle then on paper goes down. So that's one reason that they extend out these service recommendations. And then other items, you know, the induction service yearly will help fuel mileage. I guess we should, I know, but the Jeep guy had said that he did an induction service with us. So that reduces carbon off the valves, which will rob fuel mileage, also produces a smoother running engine, et cetera. So that once a year. So those are some of the things that really coolant, transmission, servicing the differentials every 60,000 miles, if it has differentials, if it's front wheel drive, it doesn't. A truck does have a differential. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the transfer case as far as that goes. So servicing those fluid items really helps extend the components on a vehicle.
And how about spark plugs these days? It used to be you'd have tune-ups done regularly, but now again, like the manufacturer says you're good for like 100,000 miles on spark plugs. So what kind of a tune-up would a vehicle that age need?
So that's a great question. We recommend on spark plugs fall into manufacturer's recommendations because they do last that long without a problem, but not to go over. So, you know, if it says 100,000 or 105,000 or 90,000, which is where a lot of manufacturers are these days, they need to be done at that point and replaced. Other tune-up items, most vehicles now, we don't have distributors anymore. So we don't have distributor caps and rotors and that stuff. No wearable. We do have coils. You replace the little boots on top of them, which are like kind of like the spark plug wire, only that's not a wire on a lot of vehicles now. It's just a little rubber boot between the coil and plug. So those get replaced. But as far as otherwise, they're, you know, fuel filters and air filters, things like that. But there's not a ton of tune-up stuff anymore. In the older days, we used to replace the distributor cap and rotor and set the points and condenser and replace those and replace the spark plugs every 30,000 miles and spark plug wires. And there's a lot to do previously. We don't have so much to do as far as that kind of maintenance anymore.
Okay, very cool. Well, thank you for the advice.
No problem. And if you ever have any questions, you can call any of the locations. We follow the same recommendations that I was talking about. And just a great way to keep a vehicle in good working order and keep it for a long period of time. And thanks for calling in.
Excellent.
Have a wonderful weekend. So great questions, though, when we're talking about, you know, servicing fluids, et cetera. Definitely do them early on my vehicles, for sure.
That's the thing with... That's the thing with even transmission fluid is the question is always, is the fluid dirty? You don't want it to get dirty. If it's gotten dirty, it's already doing damage. So
correct. And we don't, like you said, so we recommend by time and mileage. You know, we don't recommend by the condition of the fluid, because by the time it's in bad condition, you've already done some damage. So, and we don't want that. So that's why we recommend by time and mileage. You service your transmission every 18 to 20,000 miles once a year in that area, et cetera. Works best there. You will keep the inside of the transmission clean and free of contamination, and the fluid clean, which really helps lubricate and extend the life of the transmission without question. There's just no way around it.
Yes.
So good stuff. Give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. So as we discuss items to extend the life of your vehicle. This morning, we were talking about changing the oil, obviously, the filters, et cetera. Next one, which is was part of the question we were just talking about, keeping your engine cool, maintaining the cooling system and the proper coolant level is very important on a vehicle. Overheating a vehicle is so detrimental, can become so expensive in short order, right? It's definitely one of those things that can cost you a lot of money in the long run, and we want to avoid, which we were talking about the coolant, and by replacing the coolant, you know, even most vehicles today have extended life coolant, 3 years, 50,000 miles, right?
I don't think there's any out there that don't.
Yeah, so we recommend 3 years, 50,000 miles. Most have extended, which is the hybrid and the high-oat coolant, et cetera. So that's all good, and manufacturers have really extended that out and recommend, 5 years, 100,000 miles that they recommend?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we recommend 3 years, 50,000 miles, and just it really helps keep the cooling system. Number one, all the bearings, like water pump and all that, get lubricated from coolant. Number two, keeps the seals free of contamination, number three, it coolant breaks down and it starts to attack the different metals in the system, like the head gasket metals and the aluminum heads and the blocks and stuff like that. And you get deterioration, which we try to avoid. The whole idea is to extend the life of your vehicle. And I have to be honest with you, by changing these coolants, the coolants or transmission fluid, the oils, et cetera, you really will help extend the life of your vehicle. There's no question about it. It's a lot cheaper than it is to have to do a repair to do quality servicing, for sure. So staying on top of these is extremely important. It's a good way to go. It's and like I said, you definitely will save a ton of money versus letting a vehicle just run into the ground and having to do repairs on it, right?
Right.
Yeah, so definitely a way to go. So change out that coolant. Make sure everything inside the cooling system stays well lubricated. You may not think of coolant as lubrication, but there are additives in the coolant to keep everything inside there that's a moving component water pump wise lubricated. We also prevents it from breaking down and causing deposits like inside the radiator, crossover fins, etc., where we're trying to cool it, because when you start to plug up part of the radiator with sediment from the coolant breaking down, then the efficiency of keeping the car properly cooled goes down also with that. So coolant is extremely important when it comes to a vehicle. And like I said, by not doing so, you can cause all kinds of things. And by the way, the other things that coolant attacks also are the rubber hoses and all that. And these days, the quality of hoses on a vehicle are really good, but they tend to break. They look great from the outside. They tend to start breaking down internally. And all that stuff, as it breaks down, gets suspended in the coolant and is going throughout the engine. So good reason to keep that to going. One of the most neglected things on an automobile is tires. How often do you drive down the road and you see cars passing you, or you're going by cars and you look at them, you're like, oh, that car's got one low tire, that car's got two low tires, that car, you know, I can look at a lot of tires and tell. That is so detrimental to a tire when you run it low, though, right?
Yes, because the sidewall starts breaking down.
It does. So, and if you ever have seen inside, most people have probably never seen this, but if you take a tire and you run it extremely low on air and you drive it down the freeway, you could then take that tire, dismount it, and you can scoop piles of rubber in your hand inside the tire. And that's it, all breaking down internally because of running it low and how it bends the sidewalls on them. And then the sidewalls start to come apart internally, and it really produces pile of rubber inside the tire. Most people have never seen that. But that, so then you're talking about safety, because to leave that tire on there, all that rubber that's supposed to be on the sidewall is now just come off of the tire, just hanging out. Yeah. So that, and that's how you end up with blowouts too, stress in tires, et cetera.
Which can damage other people's cars.
Yeah, can damage all kinds of things. Can damage your life.
Yes, that too.
That's a bad thing. So right tire pressure is extremely important. One thing folks may not know, and we haven't talked about it too much, but when you come in to service your vehicle, we set the tire pressure by the sticker manufacturer's recommendation for that vehicle. Not the pressure on the tire, but actually on your car. And there's almost every car has this sticker, unless somebody's removed it. Has a sticker. If you open the driver's door, there's a sticker there, and it tells the best tire pressure for that make, model of vehicle, and the tires on the car. In California, they passed the law years ago. If you bring your vehicle into service, we all have to check the tire pressure continuously and air the tires, which I guess is probably not a bad rule. But the only time that you get into a little bit of issue with this is when people have changed out the tires and they put different tires on or stuff. Or when you have like a 2500 series pickup truck and the tires are supposed to be aired 50 in the front, 80 in the rear, but they carry nothing in the truck and you put 80 in the rear and it rides like a solid board.
Or if they didn't put the right tires on and they're only 55 PSI rated.
That's another thing. So we see trucks sometimes that people put car rated tires on versus light truck, right?
Yes.
Passenger car rated. So, and they don't hold the same pressure. So you got to be careful with that. Things we're always looking for, but the best thing for that when you're dealing with tire pressure is put the proper tires on the vehicle and set the vehicle to the proper tire pressure that's recommended by the manufacturer for that that vehicle make and model, which is always available on the vehicle, usually on the door sticker there. So, and it will keep your tires in good working order and you get life out of them, because to be honest with you, replacing tires is expensive. So you want to get all the life you can and tread wear out a tire versus running them low and having them fail early. So let's keep the tire pressure up. And we always check it for you whenever you come in and document it. If you have been at our facility, you will see that tire pressure is documented on the invoice. So when the car rolls out, you know that you're pressured up, right?
Yeah.
Doing good things. Fully engaged. Is there a problem with your oil pressure? We don't see a lot of oil pressure problems on cars these days, as long as they're serviced properly.
Not like we used to.
No. Cooling system, tire pressure, keeping an eye on all your gauges will bring attention to anything that is starting to be a problem, which is a good idea. So know your vehicle, know your gauges, pay attention. If your vehicle's trying to tell you something, then get it looked at and get it straightened up. Regular checkups, I can't push this enough, that's why with oil services, we always recommend to do a 40-point. Put a good eye on the vehicle always. Make sure there's no safety issues coming. Make sure that there's no things that are starting to become an issue that need to be addressed. A lot of times you can save yourself money by heading off a repair, and it's a smaller repair unless you let it go, and then it's a larger repair without question. So make sure and stay on top of your maintenance repairs and things that you need, right?
Otherwise then it adds up. Next thing you know, you got 20 maintenance and repairs and you gotta do.
Yeah, it can get real expensive. So just stay on top of your vehicle. Having it looked at by a qualified technician is a great way to go when having the oil serviced. I know sometimes people say, well, I just hit the quick lube when I go through. Unfortunately, they are doing what you're asking them to do. That's change the oil. But there's not a qualified technician putting his eye on your vehicle. So we see a lot of things come out of places like that that have been missed. Or sometimes they sell services that do not do the vehicle justification. We fixed some of those too before, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we have. So anyway, best option is like we do at the West Automotive Group. When we service your vehicle, do an oil service, it's Master Tech looking at your vehicle and doing the servicing. Important. So just keep an eye on your vehicle. We're about ready to run it down for this week, Kevin. Anything you want to add in before we go?
Another week gone.
Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up, as always. We do appreciate everybody joining us here at Auto Talk Radio. We will be back next Saturday, as we always are, to talk to you about more car-related stuff. Hey, tell your friends out there where we're at. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on 1170 and K-Praise. Till next Saturday, be safe, everybody.
Answers to all your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.